This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Harpoon Celtic Ale. It's an Irish Red Ale, Category 9D. This one is in the guidelines as the Hibernian Ale. They've renamed it now to Celtic Ale. It's their spring seasonal, so it's usually available in the first quarter of the year. So this is a light coppery red color. It's clear. It's got a moderate-sized beige head. All that's fine for a red ale. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma, getting medium-low malt, light hops. The malt's sort of toasty and bready. The hops are a little bit earthy. Not getting any esters. As it warms, I'm getting a little bit of a caramel toffee malt quality. Yeah, overall the aroma is a little subtle. Like the caramel to come out a little bit more. I'm going to give it a 10 for aroma. It's fairly clean. Flavor. It's a toasty caramel malt flavor, a little bready. I get a little bit of roasted bite in the finish. The caramel quality seems like it's on the low side, but it does have sort of a nice toffee note to it. I'd say the bitterness is medium-low, although that little bit of roast, adding that bite in the finish, makes it seem a little higher. Not quite to medium, but close. The finish is fairly dry. Tastes a touch minerally. I'm not getting any esters. Maybe just the barest hint of earthy hops in there. It's mostly a malty beer. But I'm getting that sort of caramelly toasty thing first. With the roast sort of coming out in the finish. And that's something that I look for in this style. So I'm going to give it a 17 for flavor. It's all very fresh. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body. When I poured it, it had a medium-high carbonation, which is too fizzy. I've been shaking it for a while, swirling it in the glass, trying to knock some of the carbonation out, and I think that's helped quite a bit. It's smooth. I'm not getting any alcohol warming out of it. I'll give it a 4 for mouthfeel, just because of that initial fizziness. Fortunately, that's something that you can correct on your own. Overall, I'd say it's clean and tasty. The malt is toasty and toffee-like. I would like just a little bit more caramel out of it. The dry finish with the characteristic roast taste and dryness is really important for the style. Knocked it a little bit for being fizzy, but that was something I could correct after the pour. Seems very fresh, so it must have just made it recently. So, the intangibles are very good. So overall, I'm going to give that a 9. It's a very solid U.S. example. Don't drink it too cold because the bitterness will seem higher than it is. It has to have that sort of maltiness in the balance, and it's very temperature dependent. So that's often hard. If you get it in a bar, you get a cold pour. But let it warm up if you're drinking it at home. That'll help the balance immensely. So 9 overall, total score of 43. It's a nice job. I like the old one, and this one seems to be pretty much what I remember the old one to be. So I think they just renamed it to something that probably has a broader appeal. It is from New England, so they would call it Celtic there, but Celtic is really the proper pronunciation. So that's the Harpoon Celtic Ale. It's a Category 9D Irish Red Ale.